We're doing Jewish history, and we're up to the story of the brothers and Yosef, and we were up to the letter that Yaakov sends to Yosef. And in this letter, Yaakov had said, look, you're blaming my children, you're saying they're spies, it's not true. I told them to walk in through different gates, and now I've sent you my son Benjamin. Please, take good care of him till you bring him back to me in peace with his brothers. And you must have heard what happened to Pharaoh and Avimelech because they abducted Sarah, my grandmother, and what my grandfather Avram did to the five kings of Elam. He killed them all with a few number of people. And you must know what my two sons Shimon and Levi did to the eight cities of the Amori over their sister Dinah. So you should just know that I'm sending you my son Benjamin, but my son Benjamin has a special place by me because with him I take comfort over my lost son Yosef. Now you can imagine what my sons would do if anyone would lift a finger on my son Benjamin. So you must know, the king of Egypt, that the might of our God is with us, and that God listens to our prayer always, and he wouldn't leave us forever. I swear by Hashem that when my sons told me what you did, I called to Hashem over you, and in truth, you could have lost all your people without Benjamin coming. But I said to myself, you know what? My son Shimon is in your home. Maybe you're treating him well. And that's why I didn't pray that you should drop dead and all your people would drop dead. And now I'm sending you my son Benjamin with the rest of my sons. Be careful with him. Keep your eye on him. And God should let him place his eye on you and your kingdom. Let him see what you have down there. And I've told you what I'm thinking. Now you should send back my son Benjamin with the other brothers back in peace. And he gives this letter to Yehuda to give to the king of Egypt. And he gives some of the chosen fruits of Israel to bring down to Egypt. And they go down to Egypt and they stand before Yosef. Yosef greets them in peace. He takes out Shimon. And Shimon tells the brothers, hey, you know what? The second you guys left town, they took me out. They took good care of me. They took me out of the jail. Yehuda takes Benjamin by the hand and brings him before Yosef. He bows before him and they give Yosef the gift. And Yosef says to them, is everything peaceful with you, your children, your old father? And they say, everything's in peace. Yehuda gives him the letter that Yaakov had sent.
In the Torah, it doesn't read that Yaakov gave a letter to the Yosef. Who says it?
Ah, that's what we're learning here. Sedra Dorot. So, yeah. So, Yehuda... You could look here after we finish. You'll see he quotes different midrashim along the way. So Yehuda gives Yosef the letter, and when Yosef reads it, he recognizes his father's handwriting, and he's about to burst into tears. He doesn't want to do it in front of them, so he runs to the back room, and he weeps there for a long time. And then he goes out, and he looks, and he sees Binyamin. And he asks them, is that the brother you told me about? And Binyamin steps forward. Yosef puts his hand on his head, and Yosef says, Elokim yochnecha bini. May God give you his kindness. And then he wants to weep again. He goes back to the room. He cries. He's seeing his brother for the first time after all these years. He washes himself off. He contains himself. He goes out and says, okay, let's set out the meal. Now Yosef had this goblet in his hand that he would always drink from, a silver goblet lined with precious stones, and he knocks on the goblet and he says, you know, this goblet just told me that Reuven, he's the eldest. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, you're all the sons of one mother. You guys sit together the way you were born. And then he sits down each one according to who their mothers were, their ages. And then he says, ooh, I see this little one, he has no brother, just like me. I also don't have a brother. He'll eat with me to eat. So he sits Benjamin down on a special throne, and they all wonder, hey, How did he figure that out? They were all from different mothers. Yosef gives them all a gift, and he gives a gift to Binyamin. And Menashe and Ephraim see how Yosef is treating Binyamin so well, so they also give him a gift. And Osnat also gives him a gift. So Binyamin ends up with 5 gifts, and then Yosef brings out wine, and they don't want to drink. They say to him, you know, from the day we lost Yosef, we've never drank wine. We've never eaten any good food. And Yosef promises them, and he demands of them, you guys have to drink with me. And they feel like they can't refuse. And for the first time, you know, 2 decades now, for the first time, it's been 22 years, for the first time they're going to drink wine and have a good meal. I don't know. Maybe on bread, right? Maybe on grape juice. I don't know. So Yosef tells Binyamin, you have any kids? Binyamin says, yes. He says, your servant has 10 sons. Their names are Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Geran, Haman, Echi, Rosh, Mupim, Chupim, and Art. So he says, I named them all after my brother who I haven't seen in ages. So Yosef asks them to bring inside a Mishtara Kochavim. Yosef says, I could look in this and see everyone's future. He says, you know, he tells Benjamin, I heard that the Hebrews, they know all kinds of wisdoms. Can you figure out what's going on with the stars? So Benjamin says, you know what? My father taught me too. So Yosef says, okay, look over here and tell me, if you look over here at the stars, can you figure out where in Egypt is your brother Yosef? You say he's come down to Egypt. So here, I'm bringing you our stargazing books. What do you see? Binyamin looks inside and he starts searching. And he divides Egypt into 4 sections. And we'll pick up here. Bezat Hashem tomorrow.